Penguin Audio presents 33 Men. Inside the miraculous survival and dramatic rescue of the Chilean miners by Jonathan Franklin, read by Armando Valdez Kennedy. Prologue, The Eyes of the World. On October 12th, a dense fog covered a packed mountainside in northern Chile. Dreamy banks of mist climbed up the slopes. The sun was still hidden over the horizon. A cold, damp air rose up from the Pacific Ocean and sucked away body heat. The few figures that meandered through the makeshift camp at this early hour were ghostly silhouettes, like fleeting mirages here in the Atacama Desert, one of the world's driest locations. In the media encampment, a maze of floodlights illuminated fields of antenna. Dozens of satellite transmitters were propped atop a field of boulders. Huddled around a campfire, fingers and arms entwined, the Avalos family prayed and talked in quiet reverence directly above two buried relatives, 29-year-old Renan and 31-year-old Florencio Avalos. 9 weeks earlier, on August 5th, the brothers had entered the San Jose mine for a 12-hour shift. By mid-afternoon, a massive slab of rock, the size of a skyscraper, had sheared off the mountain and sealed them at the bottom of the mine. For 9 weeks, the Avalos family had hoped and prayed for a miracle. First to hear word that the brothers were alive, and then to have them safely rescued from the depths of a mine that even on the best days was notorious for killing and maiming miners. From the moment the mine collapsed in early August, hundreds of professional engineers, rescue workers, drillers, and diggers had descended on this previously remote and deserted corner of northern Chile. They arrived to volunteer, offering their ideas, their equipment, and their hard labor. Using both diplomatic channels and contacts in the business community, Chilean President Sebastián Piñera made a simple but profound call for help.
He said, "We have these guys trapped at 2,300 feet. What technologies do you have that could possibly help?"
The response was overwhelming. Now, the rescue was in its final stage. In less than 24 hours, a rocket-shaped capsule, known as the Phoenix, would be slowly lowered into the earth, to the bottom of the mine. Florencio Avalos would be the first miner to open the door of the contraption and attempt to ride to the surface. His family knew the designation was both an honor and a risk. Hundreds of rescue workers had worked for months for this moment, most of them laboring in silence, all now brimmed with pride at the chance to play a small part in what was increasingly a global drama and what they all knew was a massive experiment. Never before had miners been rescued from such a depth after months of entrapment. Despite numerous theories that such a rescue was possible, everyone knew the law of averages, never great in an industry as dangerous as mining, was stacked against the probability that all the men could be rescued alive. Named Operation San Lorenzo, in homage to Saint Lorenzo, the patron saint of miners, the rescue was led by Codelco, the Chilean state-owned mining company that, over the past 2 months, had gathered the world's most sophisticated drilling and mapping equipment. Codelco, a modern company with profits in excess of $4.5 billion a year, had used a fleet of borrowed, rented, and improvised drilling rigs to find the men and to feed them for 69 days. Now was the moment of truth. Could they pull the men to safety? From a depth more than twice as high as the Eiffel Tower? The rescue hole was so small that the miners had been instructed to exercise strenuously to make sure they would actually fit inside the capsule. Despite the early hour, hundreds of journalists were already awake, lugging camera equipment in an effort to reserve a privileged spot for a drama that had captured the hearts and imaginations of viewers worldwide. Not since the moon landing had a technical challenge so intrigued and captivated the world. And in 2010, the Wired World offered a dozen new devices for following and commenting on the proceedings. With their heads bowed toward a scorching mound of orange embers,
sample complete. Ready to continue?